This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Excuse me. I want to thank a ninja named Fisher who sent me an email today telling me what to do to try to treat the house to make the house a little better for me. I just got to figure out how to do that, Mr. Fisher. But thank you very much for that advice. I may be calling you at that number you gave me. When you tell a gun grabber that you oppose gun control because criminals don't obey laws, you'll occasionally encounter someone who will claim, in that case, why have any laws? After all, criminals don't follow laws. That's one of those exasperating comments where I want to stick my fist shoulder deep in them. And it's on a visceral level. We all know it's complete and total BS, if you will. Gun laws are not like other laws. Or, you know, they look that way. I mean, a group of legislators stand and vote for these new rules, then the police go out and enforce these new rules. But that's just the skin deep version of things. Laws against burglary don't make it illegal for me to lock my doors. Laws against identity theft don't penalize me for having a credit card. Most laws take aim at how a criminal behaves and creates laws so that their behavior can be punished. In truth, gun laws actually would have this effect as well. A criminal caught using a gun in a crime would face an additional charge and probably more jail time. But that's only in theory. Only in theory. And I'll concede this, but it's the other things that happen that become the problem. When you pass a law that restricts my ability to own a particular firearm, you're impacting my ability to defend myself from those who ignore the laws in the first place. The laws will create additional charges that my attacker may face if or when he's arrested, but that's a little solace because, if I'm dead, I probably won't care too much about what he faces after that. That gun law is tantamount to combating burglary by outlawing door locks, or something that no one in their right mind would actually do. But since guns in the hands of the good guys look much the same as guns in the hands of bad guys, the gun control crowd sees no problem with trying to restrict them at all. They see the tool, they see the evil that some people do with it, and they think that removing the tool will make the evil magically go away. But that's where the problem with gun laws lies. It's not like other laws. Outlawing drunk driving makes it illegal for everyone to drive drunk because everyone is a threat when they operate a motor vehicle while intoxicated. If you do not drive drunk, it has no impact upon you. But then again, you're not breaking the law. Some won't comply with the law. But the laws themselves don't make me less safe. They simply exist, something that the law-abiding see and know. While criminals do ignore these laws, there's no additional penalty against me or mine because those laws exist. They don't impact me in any way except for keeping some people in check, people who aren't necessarily honest, but not likely to break the law for fear of punishment. Gun laws don't work like that, though. They make everyone less safe. Since the criminals will ignore it anyway, the only people who will be disarmed are the law-abiding citizens who weren't the problem in the first place. And yes, that makes everyone less safe. And the truth is, while their argument, saying that if we use the logic that criminals don't obey laws when we shouldn't have any laws, may make them feel like they've engaged in some serious rhetorical jujitsu, they have not. What they've done is betray a fundamental lack of understanding about why many Americans are so adamant about their Second Amendment rights. Take, for example, this. Now, there's very few places in the United States today that don't get touched by violence on some level. Even the smallest community will at some point have a violent tragedy take place within their borders, and it's awful. And I do understand why some people may be motivated to do something about violence. But focusing on the guns in a way that will only impact the law-abiding gun owner is never going to actually work. A senseless tragedy in Philadelphia is a perfect example. Teresa Stuhlman said, it's so very hard to believe that the three individuals that are responsible for Jim's death were 14 and 15 years old at the time, which is the same age as my daughter now. James Stuhlman, 51, a businessman, husband, and father, had been out walking his dog in Overbrook Park on the night of March 12, 2015, when the three teens accosted him, roughed him up, and took his money. Once that would have been a mugging, an unfortunate reality of urban living, but it was instead a murder, and the difference was a gun wielded by a 15-year-old who got it from a 14-year-old. What law is out there to stop a 14-year-old from getting their hands on a firearm? Because it's already illegal for them to have a gun, to buy a gun, to sell a gun, or much anything else with a gun except shooting one with an adult adult supervision. So what laws would stop them? None. Worse, the supposed gun violence prevention activists know it. Shira Goodman, executive director of Ceasefire PA, said, I think it's a big problem. They all know where to get the guns and how to get them and the houses where the guns are kept. Where the guns come from originally is hard to know. She said it's impossible to estimate how many illegal guns are floating in the neighborhoods of Philadelphia or other Pennsylvania communities. Chances are that these are stolen guns, taken from law-abiding gun owners. Even if they've been secured with gun locks, those can be defeated easily enough. They're not something that will stop a criminal from taking the gun, then selling a functional firearm to someone who probably shouldn't have it. Mrs. Stuhlman's loss is a tragedy, and most of us try not to think too much about losing our spouses, assuming that you have one, much less losing them that way. I have sons that are 26 and 30, and at one time they were, 12 and 16. I know I can't fathom somebody their age at that time doing something like that. It's a horrible thing to consider. But it's also proof that absent a complete and total ban and an effective confiscation program, two things that cannot and are not ever going to be allowed to happen, there's almost nothing you can do with laws that will stop violence from happening. And instead, why it is so hard to get the anti-gun violence activists to recognize that down here isn't gun, it's violence. The word gun is the adjective, idiots. If you want to combat violence, any kind of violence, stop bellyaching about the tool they use. It shouldn't matter to you. It certainly doesn't matter to me whether somebody attacks me with a knife or a pair of shears or a broom handle or a ball bat or a gun. If they kill me with it, I'm going to be just as dead one way or the other, whether it is a gun, a broom handle, a baseball bat, a pair of shears, an axe, whatever it is. Dead is dead. And it will still be violence. And these folks that are against guns should be against violence. See, then they want to have a conversation. There's your conversation. I am against violence. I am against violence to civilians, non-combatants, the innocent, children, women. I'm against violence against all of you, including you gun grabbers. And maybe that's the issue, isn't it? Maybe that's the problem. Maybe the problem here isn't that they haven't figured out which word to use. Maybe they don't care about violence. Maybe violence is the means to the end that they're looking for. I hope, I can't tell you how much I hope that is not the case, but I do hope that is not the case. I really do. But the more I look at this, the more I see these things, and I just say to myself, well, okay, I get it. I do understand what's going on here, so. Hashtag unban James Yeager. Go search that. Go search that. Be the movement that I know you can be. And let's help the man get out of that. Get him out of the penalty box. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CADIArmor.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Lock and load. Now, I've been looking at this Russian investigation that's been going on literally. See, the Russian investigation started out as opposition research in a dossier which was funded by the Free Beacon in the beginning, and then almost entirely by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. So from the outset, this has been a circus, a three-ring circus, a bunch of, you know, a bunch of clowns circus. And, you know, so you may recall that the director of national intelligence, Jim Clapper, today's P.T. Barnum, set the stage for the circus when he claimed that the intelligence community was unanimous in their assessment that Russia influenced the election. For months, the Democrats and the media, and, you know, they told us 17 intelligence agencies agreed. They didn't, of course. The only agencies involved were the CIA, the FBI, and the NSA, and the NSA only had moderate confidence in the estimate. Later, Clapper admitted that the conclusion was not even arrived at by the agencies, but by a handful of selected players in these agencies. I'm willing to bet that one of them was the head of counterintelligence, Peter Strzok. He was one of those players. The entire narrative rests on the assertion that Russia hacked the DNC computer server and released, over the course of the campaign, emails that put Mrs. Clinton in a bad light. By being honest, of course. How do we know that? Well, we take the word of the private company hired by the DNC attorneys who told us that. We have competent criminal investigators in the world. We have some of the best. They have grand jury and subpoena powers and are employing all of it against President Trump, his children, and his associates. But they employ these vast powers to get access to the DNC server and discover for themselves whether it was Russia or perhaps a disgruntled employee who actually got access to the emails. Nope. No, we did not. No, they did not. What else did the DNC lawyers arrange? They arranged to launder millions of dollars from the Clinton campaign and the DNC to pay Fusion GPS to produce a dossier full of salacious charges against Trump. They paid Russians. It was arguably illegal. This dossier has been in the hands of much of the media and our vaunted intelligence services for over a year, and none has yet been able to verify the charges. Has the special counsel verified them? No. Now, all circuses, of course, have tiny cars full of clowns. First came Associate Deputy Attorney General Bruce Orr, who met secretly with the authors of the bogus dossier. He kept this secret from his bosses. I wonder why. Is the special counsel looking into that? No. Then climbing out from under the hood came Andrew Weissman, whose past histories of prosecutorial misconduct have earned him a starring role in this circus. He sent his fawning congratulations to the acting attorney general for flagrantly refusing to carry out a presidential order that her own legal counsel determined was a legal order. Weissman's anti-Trump bona fides are in fine shape, too. Then came the head clown, Peter Strzok, who found the time to text his mistress thousands of times while helping FBI Director Jim Comey write a memo that exonerated Mrs. Clinton in the email investigation before she was even interviewed. Strzok then interviewed Clinton without putting her under oath. No notes exist. He allowed co-conspirator Cheryl Mills to sit in on the interview, playing the role of Mrs. Clinton's attorney. Strzok had already interviewed Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin, who both told him that they were unaware that Mrs. Clinton had a private server, though there are emails from them referring to it, and Abedin had her own email address on it. Nothing to see here. Just move along. Strzok sandbagged Michael Flynn into an interview that Flynn did not need to participate in, but he concluded that Flynn told the truth. And in the center ring, breaking down doors and intimidating American citizens, was none other than the ringmaster, Bob Mueller, who decided months after Strzok interviewed Flynn that he needed to scalp. He overruled the person actually in the room for the interview and decided that Flynn lied after all. And we soon discover what else the loquacious Peter Strzok had to say in 10,000 texts. We'll see that soon. It was more than just the admission that he, like the rest of the clowns, was a Democrat. That wouldn't even be newsworthy. What if we learn that he repackaged the bogus dossier as an FBI intelligence document in order to get a FISA warrant to spy on Trump's associates during the election, during the run-up in the election? If our government misrepresented Democrat opposition research as an FBI intelligence document in order to get a warrant to spy on Trump associates and failed to disclose that to the grand jury, which indicted them, the entire chain of events is as bogus as the dossier and will be thrown out of court by an angry judge. the best course of action here, no matter what you hear in the news, the best course of action here would be to fold this tent. Take the Ringling Brothers off the road. It will be the abused friends of Trump marching up to the ticket window to get their legal fees back. The other parade will be hanging, you know, it's going to be heading out of town. And that guy with the shovel following the elephants and Peter Strzok is going to be Bob Mueller. Listen, I'm, you know, Roger Katz is a better legal mind than I am. Evan Knappen is a better legal mind than I am. Lots of these guys are. But I don't have to be a graduate of any law school. I don't have to have argued a bunch of cases in front of a bunch of judges to tell you that as much as this has been examined and pulled apart and looked at on such a microscopic level, there's nothing there. There is nothing there. See, the one thing that they're missing right now, and I'm waiting to see how this election goes. Right now, the news is trying to make out like in Alabama that it's nobody knows how it's going. I'm waiting to see how it goes. You know, occasionally, you know, a broken clock is correct twice a day. So I'm waiting to see how this goes, and I know how I hope it goes. But here's the thing: the media. See, this has failed. This is a failed effort to get rid of Trump. This began before Trump was ever sworn in, though. Soon as he was elected, they were talking about trying to impeach him. I've never heard of that before. Never. I've never heard of a president that hasn't taken the oath yet, and they're talking about impeaching him for whatever reason. Never heard it. But all that being aside, all that being left aside, the thing about this is they've tried to set this up, and we'll talk about that in the next segment coming up. But they tried to set this up so that they can go after Trump now a different way. And once it, you know, this is, they tried to do it with Trump in the run-up to the election, and people voted for him anyway. So now they're going to try to get rid of him. They've tried to set the stage with Franken and Conyers and these other guys to get rid of him a different way. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. We need to pay attention to Alabama, of course. But we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure.
sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. We live in a world where we are supposed to believe that CNN is full of fearless, hard-bitten reporters. And their tweets show that they're really just an organized club of bawling babies. Here's an embarrassing tweet from the CNN news organization responding to a taunting tweet from President Trump, who's reviewing the talents of one of CNN's talking heads. CNN statement, in a world where bullies torment kids on social media to devastating effect on a regular basis with insults and name-calling, it's sad to see our president engaging in the very same behavior himself. Leaders should lead by example. This coming from Brian Stelter. Apparently, the Donald had called one of their television hosts, Don Lemon, dumb. And the reaction has been completely snowflake on that one. Apparently, they can't put on their big boy pants and either take it in stride or a swing back and give as good as they get. They just whine instead. And bear in mind, this comes as CNN is still smarting from a series of embarrassing reporting errors, all of which coincidentally came down against President Trump. Funny how that happens. They report one false thing after another, the latest of which was Jeff Sessions' perfectly legitimate reporting about chance encounters with Russians that CNN reported as sinister. And then crumple up in a ball and yell bullying when Trump calls them out on it, as if this was even a remote definition of bullying, given that CNN is a news behemoth. Now, those people expect Trump to say nice things about it. No, They expect Trump, who's never been known for his subtlety and well-versed in how to play fools like a fiddle, to consider their delicate feelings before he tweets that one of their news hosts, Don Lemon, is dumb. Not exactly hard-bitten reporters devoted to the facts as they play themselves in their ads. If they wanted to be factual, they would have said devoted to just the ego, but, you know, whatever. They effectively admitted they're snowflakes when last fall they ran an essay called "We Are All Snowflakes Now." I'm sorry that I laugh at that. That's bad. You shouldn't encourage this, should you? To whine about all of this now is pretty much wanting to have their cake and eat it, too. Ace at Ace of Spades in fine form analyzes it well. And I can't tell you what Ace of Spades said. I'm sorry. It's bad. Bad words. We can't use bad words. Can't have that. That just kills me. That just kills me. Now, another thing that has come up. Now we've got this guy, the wannabe subway bomber in New York City. This is the guy that strapped a pipe bomb to his chest and tried to blow up one of the busiest subway stations in New York just as the morning commute got underway. The bomber, who said he was angry at Muslim killings, was the only person seriously injured in the blast. And when you're wearing a, when you're a suicide bomber and your bomb goes off prematurely and it doesn't kill you, well, he's right up there with Don Lemon, I guess. Coming from NBC4, when questioned, Ula, his name is Ula something, allegedly told investigators he intentionally detonated a device in that passageway because he'd noticed a holiday poster on the corridor nearby and, angry over U.S. bombings in ISIS-controlled territory, was inspired by ISIS-style Christmas threats, according to law enforcement officials. He allegedly said he intended for it to be a suicide bombing and that he watched internet ISIS propaganda, read extremist writings, and learned how to make bombs through online tutorials. Law enforcement sources said it didn't appear he had direct contact with the terror group. Almost immediately, CARE got into the act by expressing outrage that the cops were doing their job. More on that in just a minute. They wrote, "We are heartbroken by the violence that was targeted at our city today and by the allegations being made against a member of our family," said Albert Fox Kahn, the legal director for CARE for New York, stated on behalf of the Ula family, according to WABC. "But we're also outraged by the behavior of law enforcement officials who have held children as small as 4 years old out in the cold and who held a teenager out of high school classes to interrogate him without a lawyer, without his parents. These are the sorts of actions that we expect from our justice system, and they're not the sorts of things. And we have every confidence that our justice system will find the truth behind this attack, and we will in the end be able to learn what occurred today." All because a Muslim couldn't possibly have tried to blow himself up and take people with him, right? We have to rely on the justice system to find the truth after the cops find someone on the scene with a hole in his chest where the bomb went off. According to DHS, this guy's name is Zakaed Alula, a 27-year-old legal immigrant who lived in Brooklyn, a lawful permanent resident from Bangladesh who benefited from the extended family chain migration. And therein lies the politics of this terrorist attack. He was the beneficiary of an immigration system that allows dozens of legal immigrants' relatives to migrate to the U.S. and enter legally. It becomes a gaping hole in the broken system, and Donald Trump has called for its repeal. The thinking behind the loophole is that a legal immigrant shouldn't have to leave his wife and children behind when he legally immigrates to the U.S., but the program has gotten out of control as relatives beyond an immigrant's immediate family piggyback on this. But the vetting procedure for distant relatives of legal immigrants is deficient. Now, it may come down to a simple, you know, question of fairness. Millions of people around the world are waiting to come to the U.S. legally, and while some are granted entry because they may be distantly related to an immigrant already here, or they are allowed here because of someone else's idea of diversity, no thought is given to what they can contribute to the U.S. We don't know if they're connected to criminal gangs or terrorists. Trump wants a merit-based immigration system. That's the fairest means of deciding who gets to come and who doesn't. While it also, you know, we also have the benefit of being able to more thoroughly vet the new arrivals. Standing in the way of these reforms are Democrats. Now, the Democrats, if this was about gun control, the Democrats would get out here and they would say, because you oppose gun control, the blood of everybody that gets killed by some madman, even though you didn't kill them, even though you've never advocated they be killed or anything like that, that's going to be on your hands. So here's what I'll say. Thanks to chain migration and thanks, you know, Times Square has been very lucky. Times Square seems to attract all the bomb makers that doesn't, they don't know how to make a bomb. And that's a good thing. That is outrageous. Look, but people, that's not going to hold on. That's not going to continue. I'm glad it continued today. I'm glad it happened that time with the guy with the propane tanks in his car that didn't go off. I'm glad that didn't happen too. I don't want to see any Americans get killed, no matter where they are. And that luck's not going to hold. But in the meantime, this is two terrorist attacks that's happened in New York City. In New York City, that could have been stopped if chain migration were not if this were not the thing. Let me tell you something about if I was in law enforcement and I'm walking up on a guy who just had a bomb go off, if he's not following my instructions, wow, I don't know what I do. If I'm guns up on him and I've got the guy and I've got him dead bang where I need him to be and his hands are moving and it looks like he might have a secondary or something on him, that guy's in big, serious danger. And I've heard that his parents are outraged about this, about the way this kid was treated and everything. He's lucky he's still alive. Not because the bomb didn't kill him, but he's lucky he's still alive because the cops didn't kill him. They showed incredible restraint in the face of what this guy tried to do. That was luck. And that was a good Christmas present of luck. Let's hope that holds. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Firing Line live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Okay. As information was still coming in regarding the yesterday's attempted terror attack in the New York City subway, an MSNBC panel discussing the news shifted the topic to outrage over guns and gun crime in the U.S. And on top of that, they bemoaned how Trump would try to make the attack an immigration issue to support his temporary travel ban. And the person responsible for kicking off the gun discussion was former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton. After commenting on how few terror attacks have hit the U.S. since 9/11, missing a few as he rattled them off, he opined, "We will continue to prevent a lot of them, but the reality is that they're going to keep coming. And whether they're inspired, enabled, or directed. But the sad reality in our country also is that we're sitting here talking right now. No loss of life here this morning. Tremendous disruption. But someplace in America today, some nut with a gun is going to go out and kill 3 or 4 people. Every day we have a mass shooting in this country." Now, right now, it bothers me to be able to tell you this, but there's this kid on YouTube, and he is a phenomena, and at the same time, he is considered to be almost toxic. And he's got this song out called "It's Every Day, Bro." And that's what Bill Bratton, I wonder if he's seen "It's Every Day, Bro." Now, of course, since he was on MSNBC, host Stephanie Ruhle praised, that's such a good point. She was quickly caught off by anti-Trump Republican MSNBC political analyst and New York Times columnist Brett Stevens, who was worried about the attack's effect on immigration. "I suspect someone is, you can guess, going to want to turn this into an immigration story. This is not a story about lax immigration rules," he said. Does that someone's name rhyme with Schwump? Schmump, whatever you call it. He went on to complain that Trump's view of terrorism was harming the way law enforcement thwarted terrorism because it damaged community relations. "They can't take place when you're demonizing entire categories of people or suggesting that because someone may have come as an immigrant that we should just bar the door to immigration from all Muslim countries," he declared, falsely claiming the travel ban was applied to all or only Muslim countries. Now, at some point, Rules could not get her head around why Americans were afraid of terrorist attacks. "Then why, when you talk to people across America, are they so concerned about national security? when you talk about all of the possible terror plots that have been thwarted and the number really is low, it doesn't seem like America feels the numbers are low. Seems like America thinks it's out of control. And Stevens responded, look, this is exactly it. And I think Commissioner Bratton puts it exactly in perspective. We've had a mass shooting in Las Vegas in which 58 people were killed, and we act as if it almost never happened. This has become a tool of political convenience, and people ought to stop and say just how successful policing is and has been throughout the United States to stop terrorism. Let's look at those things in the right perspective, because there's a serious loss of perspective in the country. He was spitting by the time Rule cut him off to introduce another guest. They want to talk about the right perspective, but clearly the only perspective that they are thinking about right now is the anti-gun one. And they'll use every opportunity to push it, like this one, for example, where, I mean, when the guy rammed the bus lane or the bike lane with the rented truck, they segued to gun control. And there was no gun used there either. They're in the middle of reporting on an attempted bombing in a subway station, and they want to focus on guns. Does that qualify as a warped perspective? I think it does. I think it does. Listen, the thing here is focus. Focus is all important. Focus is something that we must have. And when we're talking focus, one of the problems I have, when I was being told, you know, Paul Ryan is holding up national reciprocity. Tell me when he said that. Tell me when he said the time was not right. We had Thomas Massie going on Mark's radio show and saying that he said that. Nobody else said that except Thomas Massie. And then when national reciprocity came up, Thomas Massie voted against it. Thomas Massie had a competing bill called H.R. 90, which that came out after the shooting in Alexandria. Oh, man. This kind of stuff just, you know, this kind of stuff just messes with me. And I don't understand it, because I should have mastered it by now. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Now, before we go, the Me Too thing. Listen, I don't think that a man should be able to do anything to anybody that they don't want done. I don't think that somebody that is strong should be able to exploit the weak or the needy or the ones wanting to have a career based solely upon their merits. And that has happened. But by embracing the hashtag MeToo, we're also embracing the hashtag GetTrump, because they're going to take this whole thing and they're going to spin it around a little bit and aim it at Trump. And that's going to be bad. That's going to be real bad. You know, these things should be looked at under different auspices, avoiding the already saddled horse curiously standing outside waiting for you to mount it and ride. Who saddled that particular horse, you ask? How is it so conveniently available to everyone without any pedigree of providence? How did something spring from nothing in such short order, unless it wasn't organic at all, but rather astroturf in nature and pernicious in practice? They have sacrificed the worst they had. They have sacrificed Weinstein, Conyers, Spacey, Franken, in order to achieve critical mass and societal unrest vis-a-vis the issue of sexual misconduct and harassment. They accomplished their aim of incitement while ridding themselves of those who proved indiscreet, all the while holding on to Bill Clinton. Sexual misconduct and harassment are an issue that do beg an honest redress, but not via the puppet strings of political calculation. This is too important of a societal ill to abandon to unthinking anger leading to the dismissal of fairness and proof, due process, you know. This is the climate of hysteria. And we need to calm that down for a minute. Take a step back. This is the tilting tabletop. You know, listen, ladies, somebody messes with you, if I see it happen, that person's probably going to expire. Somebody tries to rape you, I look at violence as a tool to stop violence. Rape is a crime of violence. The Me Too, the hashtag Me Too movement is also sort of crass and hurtful. It's an exploitation of America's women by people with an ulterior motive, the overturning by any means of a legitimate election by the people. Stage is set here. The horse is saddled, if you will. And many on the conservative side have helped mightily with planting the backdrops and props necessary to this production's premiere. Hopefully, I haven't gone along with it so much. I think that the people that can't, we have seen examples of people that can't control themselves who would advocate that you be controlled. And now, whether you want to see this play or not, the curtain is about to rise on the left's and the establishment right's masterwork, the destruction of a president. It's theater now. And as Donald Trump is thrown in the path of an increasingly unhinged and rabid hashtag MeToo movement, the final act opens with a press conference and the presentation of new Trump accusers. Trump does, truth, you know. There's going to be no truth on this contrived stage. Only the script matters, which, sadly, many good women, both conservative and leftist, have unwittingly helped write. This will not serve you well. Megyn Kelly, you are as contrived a person as is ever going to be out there. You got to the top by everybody thinking that you were legitimately conservative. No, you just got an axe to grind. And a good hairdresser. And you've already lost one job, and you've lost another job, and maybe you'll be the next Matt Lauer. It'll be interesting to see how that plays for you as well. We'll be back again tomorrow. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.